Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Mantle. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Cox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Fernandez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Peterson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle strikes out. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards third. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Kosko picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kosko. Aparicio moves to third. Davis moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez takes first base on ball four. Cox moves to second. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball four. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh throws to first for one, and Mantle throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Bradford goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bradford who is chasing the ball. Peterson reaches third base with a triple. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards left. Davis catches it and throws to home to double up Peterson. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-1 in the game. Cosco hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Bradford. Cosco reaches second base with a double. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox takes first base on ball four. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Cosco scores. Cox moves to third. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fernandez is walked intentionally. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Bradford. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Cox scores. Tresh scores. There goes Fernandez trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Cullen who relays the ball to Josephson, who tags Fernandez, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bradford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Ken Berry now playing right field. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward fields the ball and throws to Wilhelm covering. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clark. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Clark steals second. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen misplays the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Clark scores. White moves to second. It's 4-1, Yankees. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cosco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. It's 5-1, Yankees. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cosco moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen scores. It's 5-2, Yankees. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berry. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Peterson strikes out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kosko hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Berry moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Yankees. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops it up and throws to first, with McMahon covering, for the out. One out. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Don McMahon. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bradford hits a line drive into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Fritz Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 4 in the game. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cullen makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Cullen. Mantle moves to second. Two outs. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cullen hits a line drive into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of White. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Wagner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Yankees. Steve Hamilton now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-4 in the game. Ward strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.